You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome on in to Off the Edge with Cam Jordan. I have the privilege to sit with, I'm learning the hierarchy of things, right? There's always levels to life. With the executive vice president of football operations at the NFL, but I know him as Troy, Mr. Senior Troy Vincent, a man who's played in the league for 15 years. I know him from Philadelphia time, been with a few different teams, a man who's been an all-pro, man who's been a pro bowler, man who has, you know, his accolades speak for himself. And on the opposite side, which now he's the enemy of where he started, because he started off with NFLPA. And then,
I'm not an enemy. For me, it was always a partnership.
There
and
we
was,
go.
It was always a partnership, and just making sure that we kept the game on the table. Mm. Treat the players right. You can make money, but you got to do right by the players. That was always my position as an elected official. You're familiar with that. Mm-hmm. So my 13 of my 15 years, I served as an elected officer to serve the player in the locker room, making sure the players understood his rights, his hours, wages, working conditions. And then, you know, I had the opportunity also to, I think I did 4 CBA extensions. Mm. But anytime, we're going to have some things that we disagree on, but the one thing we can't disagree on
is
the game and the players, right? Best coaches in the world, best players in the world. We can make money, but you got to do right by the people.
I see you left the refs out, but okay, I appreciate that. We're not going to talk about it because, well, you know, like, they affect, you know, while you're in it, they affect the game. And sometimes what you'd say, non-biased ways, it's seemingly non-biased ways.
I don't think they're intentionally doing that to affect the game. I think now with technology, now with the expansion of a few rules, I think some of those things that worry people, I think we can fix some of those things. We still want the game to be played on the field and officiated on the field.
Right.
And then tweaking a few things that technology allows us to lean into. But I don't think any player, I know I wouldn't, I don't want another eye in the sky determining a play inside of my stadium.
I would like less eyes so we can actually play the
Correct.
Game.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
And then you have a good old zebra striper. Just throw one of those flags. You play corner. The way you played back in the day, could it be played now?
I get asked that question often.
Absolutely not is the answer.
I would have had to adjust. And I just think you all today, I just love watching you all play.
Yeah.
You're phenomenal athletes. The adjustments that we ask the players to make and watch them make it is extraordinary. I do believe there's some play type that occurred years ago that some of those players probably couldn't adjust, but the vast majority, the few tweaks, but they always gave me warnings. Hey, 23,
yeah,
get your hands off. Hey, ease up. So you had that progression.
Yeah. But even, yeah, just think about that. Just as a DB, you're backpedaling. You got to come off of a cover two with the run coming up to the outside. And next thing you know, you got to face offensive linemen. You used to be able to chop them. That's gone now.
Now, Cam.
And now you got Trent Williams. So, Cam, now listen.
So it was interesting.
Right.
I was in a competition committee meeting. I have to, full transparency here.
I've been in one of those.
When that discussion came up about removing the cutting in space in the DB or the offensive lineman, because they would cut two out in space. I just remember, man, I learned how to really hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I was taught how to go get him and make sure that he didn't get up.
Absolutely.
But that's what I was taught.
Yeah.
And now that I, when I see it, I know better. And I was that was celebrated on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Come on.
All right, you know he gonna pull, you know he gonna do this.
Come on, I grew up watching Joey Brown, a baby.
Yes. And you get that, you get that inside knee the right way with the inside part of your helmet. You're gonna tear everything up.
Yeah. Fear me. That's part of the defense though.
I understand imposing your will.
Fear me is what I said.
But to intentionally harm. He wants the same thing you want. Absolutely. He wants to take home that paragraph five, just like you do.
Yeah, he's going to have to earn it differently.
I know, but I just think the unnecessary risk that's associated with it, it was the part that.
That's what the game I grew up to love, though.
I know.
When you saw somebody come down, like Ray Lewis, but when he was first in the league, coming down, smacking people, Dante Hittner, when I first got to the league, I said, oh, they're different. Dante Whitner. He's called Hittner?
Yeah. Right. So here we go. So what'd you think about the hip drop?
I'm glad you brought it up because I was going to let you live. The hip drop, if it happens once a game, right, I'm not understanding the effects of the game. Now, do I get it from a fan's view of, oh, it's what you said, a malicious intent tackle? Is it? No. It's a smaller person normally trying to tackle a bigger person.
But it's not. And the research shows it. The video shows it. Mm-hmm. It's not a smaller person on a big person. It's actually a bigger person on a smaller person. I'm happy you referenced those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Whitner.
Yeah.
Played with Dante.
Navarre Bowman.
So I'm just going to start with the defenders because I was just sharing this conversation with Tekeel Spikes.
Yeah.
And him and London Fletcher were two of my teammates, but were just like you. Mm-hmm. Man, what are you thinking about, T? Like, you done lost your mind
Help
with this.
Help us.
Help us.
Right.
So then I started thinking about it. I said, in Miami, played with Brian Cox, Lewis Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
In Philly, Brian Dawkins, Jeremiah Trotter, Bobby Taylor, Hugh Douglas, some great tacklers. I go to Buffalo, Tekeel Spikes, London Fletcher, Lawyer Malloy, Nate Clemens.
I forget Fletch started over at Buffalo.
I go to Washington, Sean Taylor, and others. I've never seen any of those great tacklers tackle someone this way. The unweighting of their body on the back of the leg, trapping.
Yeah.
So I had to put it in context. T, I've seen you make 1,000 tackles in the season. I've never seen you in London ever tackle anybody this way.
Mm-hmm.
And once I said that, you go, yeah. Dog, I've never seen you tackling. I've seen you do some
crazy things.
Crazy things.
Yeah.
But I've never seen you do that. And a 20 to 25X injury rate.
Mm-hmm.
I just think as a gatekeeper of the game, I can't walk out of any room and go, wait a minute, we're not going to do nothing about this. It's a 20 to 25X injury rate on that tackle.
Yeah.
Come on, coaches. So I don't know if the officials, the intent was not to throw more flags, but today I didn't have anything to even address it. Hmm. And we've been watching it for 3 years. Literally studying it, watching it, it's showing up at the college level now, the high school level now. And it's when the player is down, he down for weeks, right, if not the entire season. Yeah,
Hopefully not the entire season. But I mean, that's sort of, you know, again, that's just a different era of football that you grew up, you know, watching in the 80s. So, you know, Pops played in the 80s, early 90s. I was born. What you got out of college in 80?
92.
I was born in 89.
I'm not that. I watched your pops.
No doubt.
I didn't play with him. I watched him. I was young. So
I mean, you know, what you got into the league 90, what?
92.
Right. Pops was still in there. There was a year or two
left. Yeah, in Minnesota.
He got out 94. Think about, like, I just think about that different era of football. So, waking up with, so, like, but, watching the John Randalls, the Chris Dolmans. Anyways, we're getting off subject. Okay. It's fine. Okay. But the progression of the game, you know, where we've gone to now, we are the, you know, we've always, in my mind, we've always been the premier sport, but we're the most watched sport if you just look at our ratings, whatever that is.
Here domestically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're not going to bring international into it because then
that we got work there. We got some work.
We're breaking in, and I might talk to you later about this. I've got ideas.
See, that's what I need is your ideas.
Yeah, I mean, that's just in my mind. There could be like an American Got Talent meets NFL, clearly for overseas.
I like that, though.
I'm just saying, it could be fun.
So when you're sitting on something like that, why would you wait? Why wouldn't you just pop me a text or an email to say I got an idea?
I don't know how to email like an adult, and I don't need anybody.
But
to
you can text. Hey,
yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna get on that. In fact, because it just sort of popped up last week, I was like, why don't I went to Liberia with Alvin Kamara, a great teammate. And I always told him if he ever went back to the motherland, I'm going too. So I got a double dip. I hit Ghana with the NFL commercial, and then I hit Liberia with my dog AK, and I said, this is untapped because these mugs look NFL ready, and all they're doing is
because of that experience and because of the exposure. If you don't come back and share,
how would you know?
How would I know?
Speaking of exposure, a lot of these kids walked to the draft hotel, saw a couple kids that I've heard about. You know, kids, they're men, I guess, mm-hmm. And especially with COVID years, some of these kids are like 25,
29,
man. As a rookie, it's wild. Okay. But, you know, walked in, you know, saw what I think is a potential number one overall pick. Saw probably, in my mind, 4 or 5, you know. Saw a defensive end, Latu. I'm never going to say that last name, out of UCLA. And I was just thinking, knowing the career that you had on the field and off the field, what would be the advice that you would give them after they get drafted?
So I started this conversation with those that will be virtual. That the destination is not being drafted.
Absolutely.
The destination is making a roster and sustaining yourself. Because there's a mindset today is I arrived.
Right.
I got here. I made it. And there's a loss of the fight. There's a loss of the hungerness that
I feel like NIL takes a part of that too.
No question. But that is
current, that's our new landscape.
That's the new landscape. And I share with them, you're starting over. And your ability to retain information, your ability to show up every single day, and you will be measured every single day. And because of the rookie wage scale, we didn't have a rookie wage scale when we came in.
Who didn't? You didn't.
I didn't have a rookie wage scale. You didn't have a rookie wage scale.
I was the first year after that lockout year.
So you was the first. Yeah. Okay.
Once all the old heads hated on the younger players.
I was giving you more. I was giving you a few more years.
I appreciate that. Okay. I don't want it. No.
But the rookie wage scale, they'll move on you now. Because they're not paying you a ton of money. So they'll move on you if you don't.
We just saw what happened in Chicago.
Yes.
Which was crazy with a top 3 overall pick.
I do have concerns.
Denver too, which is even crazier.
Yes.
The league is not afraid to get what they want.
No, they will move on you quickly.
It's a business.
Hey, we saw it with San Francisco, with the Trey Lance. And if things aren't working out, they'll move on. You could be the first, second, third pick. I do have challenges. Not challenges, but concerns. Because today's current athlete, everything is so transactional. Mm-hmm. It's not a pureness of a relationship.
Where do you find the loyalty?
Exactly.
But that's always been the case from the team side as well.
But I do believe in the past, Cam, I think there was a way to evaluate, did Cam love the game?
Absolutely.
You know, there's a...
It was dry. It was cut and dry.
Yeah. Does he love the game?
Before social media, you could weed out, does he love the game or does he love the lifestyle?
Correct.
But now, at this point, it's blended.
Yes.
If you're not a part of the game, how can you be a part of lifestyle? And if you're not a part of the lifestyle, you can still be a part of the game. And that's the intersectionality of it all. Like, you can blend both of those so quick. You'd be like, I'm not sure if he's working out because he wants to, because he keeps posting it. And I love that he's on the grind. But also, is he just doing it for the likes or is he doing it for himself? There's plenty of times I'm like, bro, I was like, I had a killer workout. Wish somebody would have captured this crazy shit that I just did. Also, I don't need people in my business like that.
But I do have concerns, it is a different era of what makes him tick.
Yeah.
And now this is happening when you're 14, 15.
And sit down with your parents.
No question. Sit down with your parents. If I'm not talking about signing bonus, they're not having a conversation with me. I'm going to repeat that. At 14 and 15, to walk into our household, if I don't say we can frame up the signing bonus later, Mrs. Jordan or Mr. Jordan, wow, we can talk about some other things. We will get to the signing bonus, because if I don't reference that, they're going to escort me out the house.
Yeah, they already turned that off. You're not talking about that money.
So think about the love that you got to have to compete here, as you well know, week in and week out.
Right.
A loss. How are you going to show back up? Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Go evaluate the tape. Stay off social media because someone's disliking you. Or they got thumbs down. And where does all of this go? I go to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I see the young men, which I completely appreciate. They're showing up with trucks and cars of production crews, like getting out the car. So those are like the different, where mm-hmm. before you show up, you put some work in. Now they're not showing up without their team capturing content. Is this about the game or is this about you and where do we all? So
I'm going to say it wasn't about the game until the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl is a very much time to be yourself and be
but
as
I'm
much
just
as
saying,
you
but
can.
Think about it. Your Absolutely. First Pro Bowl, I was there.
First Pro Bowl, Hawaii.
But you wasn't coming with, you didn't have no cars. It was you,
it was the big fam. Everybody invited. First Pro Bowl, everybody coming.
I'm saying, but you didn't have a whole production crew behind you getting out.
We didn't have filters like we have filters now. Like Snapchat was really Hinge at the time. And you know, like Instagram was the new Facebook. Yes. Twitter was something that you got on, but it wasn't like that. And now, before you go, you used to go to like Yahoo for your information for your finance or Gmail, you know, Google or whatever it is. Now you're going straight to Twitter in the morning. You're like, all right, what's trending? What's the hot icon? Like, I'm Good Morning America, the TV show. You used to be like, all right, my mom watches that, so we're gonna catch some information. You know, Grandpa always got the news on. Now everything's made ready available.
The resiliency, the grit. I feel like that part
right.
has.
I wouldn't say diminish, just cover differently.
It's Cam.
Cover differently.
I came in an era with 3-a-days every day.
Facts.
Today, you can't have two padded practices in a row.
I appreciate that. For longevity purposes, I appreciate that. And honestly, let's just be real.
Okay. So is that the reason why you have poor tackling on game day?
I don't know, but I just feel like in terms of star players, they were never seeing 3-a-days anyways. And you can say they did.
That's not Cam.
I'm
that's
not trying
true.
To hear that. I know for sure.
Cam in Philly.
Now, I were watching them.
I would just say we did not win the big one.
Yeah. I don't know if Chris Carter ever saw a 3-a-day. Impossible.
I didn't play with Chris.
No, I'm saying when I was growing
okay,
up.
Okay, okay.
I'm just
okay.
Yeah,
but there was some 2-a-days there.
Right.
Definitely 2-a-days.
Yeah, yeah. On a very light prep.
Cam,
for sure.
11 padded practices in a single season.
I appreciate that. This last with 7 or 8 years that that was part of that. I said, look at this. Like, look at us.
I appreciate the longevity piece.
Absolutely.
But there's some unintended consequences that come with it.
For sure.
So people say, hey, some sloppiness. Yeah, it takes a little bit of time, week 4, week 5, for people to hit their rhythm. Mm. People are good tacklers because they tackle all the time.
Absolutely.
People are good catchers because they catch all the time.
Right.
Now it's just.
I thought it was good catchers because they're protected over the middle at every chance. Now they're seen as defenseless receivers at every time they touch the ball. But that's my gripes. I'm like.
I can't wait till you come work with me.
Oh, that other side
is
scary.
Oh, I can't.
I just became an NFLPA rep, you know, so.
It's awesome.
This last year or so. And it's very interesting in general just to see hierarchies and or positionings of what I see now, like, you know, without rendering anybody ineffective, I see both sides, like things clear up.
Yes. It's about the game.
That's all I want it to be.
So you don't like the body weight foul?
Come on. I don't like half the fouls that on a quarterback, but we've already moved beyond. When, you know, like that's, you know, I get it. Protect your franchise. Make the picture perfect kid still be picture perfect. Just because he took a slow read and led his receiver into a defender.
Now, you know this firsthand.
Yeah.
if you don't have a quarterback, the season is done.
Sir, COVID took out two quarterbacks, and we had to play with a rookie quarterback against one Miami.
And every player knows, week in and week out, if you have a chance to win or not, based off of who's under the center.
Absolutely. You can still win in spite of. The Raiders did it this year.
Next question.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
What's the one thing about the game that still gives you joy beyond you, of course, being in this position, looking at it? How do the fans enjoy it? What do you still enjoy about the game?
I enjoy watching just the beauty and the athleticism, because sometimes I still have a hard time remembering that I used to do that. Like
15 years, baby.
When I watch what you all do, I'm amazed. I'm looking at Coach Fuel, who I work with, and Coach Stu. I was like, did you see that catch?
Yeah.
Or did you see that pass rush? Woo! That part, there's an excitement that I see that I just enjoy. And I'm constantly reminded of just how special you guys are. But I can't picture myself unless I see a video or somebody, you know, show me something. I just, some of those things, I'm just like, man, I used to do that, but I don't remember that part. But right. When I watch you all, it's just a thing of beauty. That's the part that I enjoy the most. Mm. The intensity level, some of the rivalries, but then watching y'all do some special stuff, I can look at the coach and go, whoa, did you see that? Run that back. Put that in way to play, you know, so, yeah.
Oh. On the opposite spectrum, what sort of like wakes you up in the middle of the night? Like, you know, I done seen my pops who only played 13 years compared to your 15 or my hopefully heading into year 14. Knock on wood there. You know, wake up and it looks like he's catching a ball in the middle of the night. You know, like he'll be asleep and hands come out. I'm like, bro, it's not your heyday anymore, big fella. Let that, like, what keeps you up the night? It could be good or bad. It was like, just.
What?
Is there a specific play? Like, you know, mine's going to be forever haunted that a referee didn't get the right call when we played the Rams in the NFC championship game.
And, you know, what I think about, will a death occur? And how would we actually respond to that as a people?
Like, knock on, hopefully that never happens.
But we're in a sport that has some of those levels of contact. We can use the term violence. Mm-hmm. How would we actually respond if that occurred? Mm. The closest we had was Damar Hamlin.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you see how we responded. Some of us, some people were paralyzed. Some people. So it was. That is what is just like, Lord.
Right.
What do we do? And are we actually truly prepared to have those discussions? You know, you can put some things and plans in place. But what if this occurs? And then I also think about not just real time, but, you know, what if there's a tragedy that happens in a team?
Right.
Is wiped out. Jeez. You know, what are those calls? So those are the kind of things, not to be, but.
Yeah, you're an adult. I'm over here like a kid. I've never thought about.
But they can happen. I mean, think about, you know, we're on planes and stuff every day.
Right.
We see stuff happening. What if something happens to a club? I know we have some policies in place but
like real life, what, like you're saying, like a Marshall situation.
No question.
Back in the day when the plane went down.
Who are we calling? How are we having that truth? Now the conversation is real with the family.
Right.
So, you know, how do we respond to that publicly?
Is there an answer for that? You got that. You started formulating an answer for that.
I don't have an answer because there's
you got
process, but I have to think about it.
Absolutely.
Because there's a human element that we saw that played itself out 2 years ago.
Game was over. Like, we can't play. One of the brotherhood goes down for real. Like, again, there's injuries that happen. And honestly, defensive side, offensive side, you know, going into a game, you say a quick prayer, Lord, protect both sides of the field. Don't let anybody get injured for real.
Real. So, but those things, when I say, because everything else, I feel confident, good about. We got good practices, redundant. We got good policies. You got best practices across the organization. But then the thing that happened that there's no one is expecting to happen. And now you have to have a real, it's a true conversation.
Right.
And it's not in the manual. It's not something that you studied. You know, how do we handle those things? So,
I mean, you know, as strong as the NFL is, I'm sure there's some sort of guidelines to get back. Because, I mean, at one point.
I'm not saying we don't get back.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, to be able to overcome. I mean, we faced COVID where guys were, you know, at one point we flew in two guys the night before the game just to catch it. We played Denver with a kid. Against a kid who was playing quarterback who was bagging groceries 2 weeks before. You know, like, the NFL
but
is
listen,
a machine.
No, but listen, Cam.
Yeah, but you're right. We forgo the human element aspect.
The person is still alive.
Correct.
So you can bring it. I'm talking about.
Can't come back. Yeah.
So those are the kind of things I know people are like, why would it be that? Because those are things I think about.
Right.
We're traveling all over the world.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot that can happen.
Germany game now.
What can happen? What happens if this happens? The what ifs.
Yeah. So what if this New Orleans Saints win the Super Bowl and Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans? I'm dreaming about these days.
But it happened. We saw Tampa do it.
Right. Saw LA do it.
Could New Orleans make that happen?
Right. Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans.
I'm looking forward to that.
Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. Are we getting excited about it just yet? Like, when do you get excited about it? I got excited about it knowing it was coming because it got pushed off for like 2 years on our way. 3 years? New stadiums popped up. We got rolled back and then it.
So I started thinking about it the night that Kansas City closed out 58.
Right.
Because immediately you go to.
Next cycle.
next cycle. Literally, you literally go, all right, we're out of Vegas. Here's where we are next year. And then you just begin, you know, thinking about what are we going to do differently? I'm thinking operations, officiating. What are we going to do differently from that stadium to now going down to New Orleans?
Right. Well, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
Hey, I'm going to be there regardless. I'm always there every Super Bowl week, you know, and I'd love to be on the field and playing
imagine
on the field.
That. So that'll be what? That'll be three actually home teams in the last 5 years?
In the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl? Would that be right?
No doubt.
Tampa,
Lil Wayne. Raiders. I know Lil Wayne's a Green Bay fan, but that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll get robbed for nine.
You think y'all can come out of that division?
Our division right now? Current, yeah. Before the draft? Absolutely. Well, after the draft, most likely.
Seems like Tampa owns that division for whatever reason.
We had the same record. And the previous years that they won by, you know, they had a one-game split on us. Own that division or like barely coming out of there? You're right. But you can't until you knock the fat kid off the hill.
I just thought me and you were.
Until you knock the fat kid off the hill.
Old school mentality is you either won it or
you don't. Didn't win. Facts. You're only good as your last game.
I didn't think that was coming from
or your last conference win. Touche.
Yeah.
Touche. Hey, I mean, you're right.
Todd Bowles doing something down there, but go ahead.
They made it work with Baker Mayfield and then they extended him. So, you know, they got something going on. Thought they might do something with Devin White. Devin White comes back. I said, okay. Thought that they were going to go into Bill
Mode.
I am
a fan of Cam. I am a fan of Coach Allen.
I love my guy, D.A.
D.A., good people.
Great people.
Good people.
You know, I've got nothing but the highest respect for him, especially dealing with what he had to deal with as his first head coach to he coming up. Yeah, good people. People. Yeah, good if people. That don't show you heart, I don't know what does.
Good people.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
So just, you know, I know we've talked at different Pro Bowls and over the years. Like, I've got four kids. You've beat me out. You got five, right?
I have five children and nine grands. I just had my ninth grand my ninth grandchild, my fourth grand boy.
See, I've got young kids. What does it feel like watching your kids play? Like, you know, because I'm watching my man's play T-ball. I'm like, please don't love it. And he's like, Dad, I don't want to play this no more. I want to play football.
I watch with a different eye because my wife's sitting next to me and she's really all into it. I'm looking at, did he take care of his responsibility? I'm just looking at it from a different game. But then I have to be careful about what I say to him afterwards because my wife is listening. But it's fun. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I think about what I would have
done differently or done
differently.
This?
Yeah, like done differently.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be him.
Right.
But I had the opportunity to watch our oldest boy, Troy Jr., play at NC State and then Teron at Ohio State. But watching the game, like I'm watching warm up, I'm like, he don't have the right intensity level today. You know, like, you can't just turn it on. I'm looking at, he's slipping. Like, he got to put his foot in the ground, put his shoulder over his toe. Like,
do you ever want to come off the stands and, like, go really talk to him?
I want to go really talk to him. And then, my wife is looking at me like, no, you're a parent today. Let him be. Let him be. So that part has been fun. And now he's with the UFL team with Wade Phillips down with the United.
Stampeders? No.
The Brahmas.
Brahmas.
Down in San Antonio.
Yeah, once they merged, now I've got to relearn the team names. I had them down when it was XFL, play. USFL.
So that part has been fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to, I'm pushing my daughter to get her girls playing. Now that flag done jumped off.
Flag? That's what the NFL is turning into. But
no. Can't.
You brought it up. My daughter played flag and she was like, she went back to soccer and I understood it. My oldest son plays flag. That man asked me.
So you're not an advocate for the game of football.
I love it.
So why would you allow your daughter to go play soccer?
Because I believe in freedom of choice. You know, like at this point, tell me what you love, but you have to try something new.
So you're one of those men who don't want women to have good opportunities to play the great sport of football? Are you on record saying that you're against?
I'm here to support the kids in whatever that they want to do. And my baby girl played a full season. And I didn't see the passion that I wanted to see. And I said, hey, do you want to play another? She said, no, Dad, I want to play soccer. And we took her out to soccer. She scored 3 goals. She said, this is what I'm meant to do. And I said, yes, ma'am.
I'm looking forward to it. It's something that during a pandemic.
2 goals. She missed one.
See, that's why she needs to just play. How did she miss a goal? The big old goal that.
Five years old. It's, it's really muddle huddle ball.
Like, okay, she's going to return back to football. She's only 5.
Man, I tried to get the same year to go.
I'm excited about that opportunity to watch potentially my kids or my grandkids.
Hit the Olympics.
I'm really, really excited about that.
Last question I have for you, now that we've talked about flag, is how is it knowing that you can catch scholarships from flag football,
from
7-on-7, like direct correlation, never put pads on to.
But that's the beauty. That's the beauty of the sport.
Yeah.
So when you think about football, the sport of football, and this is when you put it in context, we were probably one of the only sports that didn't have other ways of, with basketball, you got 5-on-5, you got 3-on-3, you know, you can go in your driveway. When the pandemic hit, we were forced to study who's playing and why they're playing. And there was sports that grew inside the pandemic, that time period when the world was on lockdown. And it was like, we need to expand what we do. We need to welcome other forms of the game of football. Flag was one. Why not young ladies?
Right.
Why should we not support young ladies like us playing 7-on-7?
For sure.
Playing varsity football at the varsity level, earning a scholarship, somebody paying for their education, and they get a chance to play ball, and just watching it explode, Cam.
Yeah.
Man, it's competitive.
Absolutely.
Watching these young ladies get out. I saw we was at the annual meeting, and Steve Young came back and talked about him coaching his daughters. Mm. D-Hop talking about seeing how his flag leagues have exploded and brought the community together. Hey, LA 28. Flag football
in the Olympics
next year in Paris, the World Games.
Right.
Like this, we're going on in here in a few weeks, we'll have our 12th state sanctioned girls varsity flag.
Really?
With Washington. I mean, that's a, like, that's awesome.
I love that for my kids. I've got three girls.
I mean, think about it. Love that. It's awesome. Colorado went this week, Washington in the coming weeks. Give us 12 states, and it just keeps rolling. This August, NC2A will be applying for flag football being an emerging sport at the NC2A level.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Why not?
In college, you know, Cal has a great field hockey program, but I'd rather watch flag football. I'd rather watch rugby. But I'm also, what do you
buy? Sound like Hardy Nickerson.
Yeah.
Go My Bears. Mentor.
Go Bears. Hardy Nickerson Jr. was in the league for a little while. I know.
But I learned the ropes.
Yeah.
As a PA rep and as a player, Hardy Nickerson and Reggie White.
Okay, great. Okay. Greatness personified. I appreciate you tapping in anyways, big dog. If anything, just major blessings for everything that you've been over the years to the game. And you've always been open with me, so I've got nothing but appreciation for you.
Cam, thank you for what you do. You're an inspiration to many of the young men. And as a veteran, a legend, I love to see young men take advantage of the resources. You've been intentional about life after the game, of developing those skills and right relationships. I just think you're a real model that guys in any locker room could see, because it will end and is typically going to end on somebody else's terms.
Yeah.
But your intentionality.
It all has to come to an end.
Yes. But you've been just a star, man, a rock star of both high performance and then the things that you're doing off the field with you and the wife and the kids.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
True inspiration.
Thank you. Well, you don't want to be married for 30 years. I saw the wedding anniversary post.
Yeah, I'm 30.
I'm going to have to ask for secrets off the field. But till then, I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.